The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Debbie and Karen from Thunder, thanks for joining us on the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Debbie, first of all, what's the We Need You campaign all about?
It's reaching out to all of the netball fans, sports fans, basically everybody out there, just to get them back to games, to be honest. We've not had home games within netball for 2 years. So we just want people to be aware of it, to know that they're safe in coming back, that we're putting in place as many protocols as possible to keep people safe. Also that sports like netball are reliant on revenue from ticket sales and everything that comes along with that, you know, merchandise on the day and all of that. We're so reliant on revenue from ticket sales. We need people to come back in there. We need a great atmosphere in there for the girls. I mean, they love nothing better. Our last game was 7th of March 2020, and it was a sellout, and it was an amazing game, which came from something like 12 goals down in the third quarter to win by 2 against Loughborough. And the atmosphere was amazing, and the crowd got us through that day. So there's so many elements of why a crowd is important. And, you know, and some of the pictures in there with, you know, dads with the daughters came along. They had a pint. The daughter was holding the popcorn. The dads stood up shouting and really getting into the spirit of it. So, you know, we need that. We need fans there. Last year it was great to have a season, but it was kind of just so quiet and a bit flat in so many games. We need to bring back those atmospheres. We need to bring that back for the players.
2 years without the people at home games and Thunder Bear doing his thing and the drum in the crowd, that's bound to take its toll, Karen?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, as a franchise that runs independently of, you know, we're not connected to universities or another sport club, our ticketing and sponsorship obviously is key for us. So we know that environment that is created by our Thunder family at Bellevue, you know, with the noise, the drums, Thunder Bear going crazy, getting the kids on the court at half time and stuff like that. It really engages our fans, and they want to come back for more. And I think it's just important that, as Debbie said, we are offering a safe environment for people to come out and enjoy netball, but to also have fun again and enjoy just being around the sporting environment.
Piped in crowd as well, they'll never match the real thing.
No, definitely not. And we know that our crowd can be intimidating, and our players often say, you know, the crowd is our eighth player. And I think you only need to look at our last home game that we played on the 7th of March 2020 against Loughborough, and we went into that final quarter quite a few goals down, and our crowd played a part in that, you know, getting us over the line to get that victory. And the atmosphere was just unbelievable, and we want to be able to recreate that week in, week out.
Debbie, what about those people that may still be a little bit nervous about actually attending games? I mean, a lot of the people I know didn't actually come to the opening weekend as well, just because they were still a bit unsure. So what can you reassure people that has been done at Bellevue?
Yeah, I mean, the opening weekend was, the season opener was amazing. And the production of the whole event, obviously just the crowd was a bit disappointing. You know, I think now as we see, just in general from the messaging from the government, you know, COVID thankfully is on the decline. Then, you know, it's now a lot safer. Lots of people have had the vaccines and stuff. And obviously we have a policy. We ask for people to show either a COVID status, you know, the NHS pass or provide a test or whatever. So, you know, we're just hoping that, you know, people understand that it is much safer now, and that we kind of need to get back out there. We need to start enjoying life again. You know, we've missed it so much. All of our volunteers and people have been contacting me. They're so excited just to get back, and people want to get back to normal. We understand that, you know, some people may be nervous, and you're more than welcome to, you know, to wear a mask and take their own safety precautions, but we're doing what we can. You know, we're keeping all the players and the staff safe. We've got a red zone that, you know, other people can't go past, just to try and do that. But I think the main thing is that we're encouraging and following government guidelines to ensure that that we can be as safe as possible in that kind of environment.
It won't just be Thunder, it'll be all clubs in the league, but how has it changed on a commercial level with sponsorship, that kind of thing? Because Storm, for example, have given away their naming rights how close did it come to Thunder, or did you always have funds available in that sense?
But it's been a very difficult time, to be honest, and we were just very thankful we got a grant from the DCMS to help support us through those times. We had some initial investment. I've got a co-owner now, but we've not really been able to realise that that investment so far, but being able to put into place the revenue streams, getting everything back from all of the coaching and the camps, and it's slowly coming back. But ticket sales for us as an independent franchise is huge. Last season brought great visibility. Sponsors could be seen out there, whether it be on the kit or the LEDs. Mm. And we've got more visibility than ever, than going back to the season with crowds. We've got more visibility with Sky this season for sponsors to buy in. But it's crucial for all of these revenue streams to come back. Yeah, we need, it'll be on TV, so we're visible and giving those opportunities to sponsors. But we also need crowds in there. We need those people to come back to show that, netball is a sport that people want to buy into, that on match days, people get to see the sponsorship that's on show there and the brand visibility, that kind of thing. So everything is connected, and we just need to
get
ensure
people
that
back.
Everything is, yeah, and everything is growing again. It's taking time, but, we're patient, but we want to encourage people to come back and just help support our sport. We all love netball, and we know that people have kind of perhaps got different things within their lives now. People's lives have changed over the last couple of years, but, if you love netball, this is the time now that you need to kind of support us and come back to it and enjoy it with us. We love the crowds coming back in. They love watching the game. There's no better atmosphere than a Thunder game.
So apart from being three times champs, Karen, why is a good time to get your ticket, get involved? Because those games at the weekend didn't disappoint me.
I'm glad they didn't. They didn't disappoint me either. In all fairness, we've had a tough few years, as Debbie said, and last year wasn't ideal. It was great to get the season played and to raise the visibility. But I think I look at it now and as Debbie said, we're hopefully coming out of this pandemic, and it is safer. The girls feel safer. We've had such a tough pre-season. It's been a long pre-season, and I know there's been talk around, Thunder have had loads of preparation and they've been together as a team, and actually the reality of it is we haven't had one training session with every single squad member in yet. We're at the start of the season and we've still not had that. We were obviously didn't have our two new signings play for us at the weekend, and I look at it and I think, those youngsters that are coming through our pathway, they're passionate about Manchester Thunder, they want to play for Manchester Thunder, and I want them to be able to, have that same experience that some of the older players have had, to feel what it feels like to play in front of packed crowds, and that excitement and the buzz that they get from playing in the Super League. And I'm just really proud of where we're at this moment, but under no illusion that we've got a long way to go, obviously, before the end of the season, and a lot of growth still to happen. And I think we want our Thunder family and our Thunder fans and sponsors to be a part of that. They want to come on this crazy journey that is Super League with us and be a part of it and have our backs throughout.
And Millie getting player of the match.
Yeah, she was unbelievable. And, I think we took a bit of criticism over the weekend for the amount of goals we let in against Dragons. But you look at that Dragons team, and you've got an international lineup there in that shooting circle with Georgia Rowan, Lefebvre Raderman. And I was really pleased with the work that they did. And I think we went away and did some video, obviously, on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and looked at how we could tighten up a few things. And Millie took that by the scruff of the neck and went on and did a fantastic job on Sunday and has kind of showed us what she's actually capable of. So, unfortunately for Millie now, nothing but POM performances are going to be good enough.
How about Nat? What's it like having her back? Because we saw her totally beaming off court the weekend on the bench.
And that's what she brings. Everyone loves Nat. She's she's a great character to have around the girls. She's she's a real positive person, a happy person, and what she brings to the girls on court and off court is invaluable, really. As I said, we've got a lot of youngsters in our squad again this year, and she thrives on trying to help them be better, you know, and cheering them on as well. And she was a great cheerleader for us on the bench on at the weekend. And obviously she was upset to not be able to play, but she'll be back with us this weekend. She'll be on the court and hopefully we can give her a good run out and she can feel that the force of the Thunder crowd again, as you know, she's not been in front of a Thunder crowd since 2016. So yeah, we're excited to get her back on the court and to see what she can bring within that squad and as well.
It'll be early days as well, but people like Shadeen, just that extra strength.
Yeah, definitely. We're hoping to have Shadeen back in the next 3 to 4 weeks. She's doing really well on her rehab program. We've integrated her back into training now, which is fantastic for her. Again, brings that international quality. You know, I think she's going to be a fantastic player for us in the way that she plays that game. She's a real tagger. She's a very intelligent player. And I think once we can get her back fully fit and on the court, I mean, she's going to have to fight for a position now with Millie with a pom. We were laughing at the weekend. But yeah, you know, it'll be great to get her back on court and to see what we can do when we're at full strength.
And how on earth are we already at round three?
Yeah, I mean, how are we already nearly halfway through February? That's the crazy thing. It felt like Christmas yesterday. And I actually said to Tracy and Gabs when we were sat on the bench at the weekend, I feel like we've actually not been away. It felt like the seasons have almost merged into one, even though obviously we've had a bit of downtime and pre-season. You know, it seems to have come around really, really quickly. And yeah, we're in round three already. And we're looking to next week when we've got we've actually got a weekend off next weekend, but we go Monday, Saturday, Monday, Friday, the weeks after. And that's just going to be absolutely chaotic. So I think we look at it and before we know it, we're going to be in June.
What do you make of the game against Storm? I'm going to ask you anyway.
I'm excited to see what Storm bring. I don't think they'll be necessarily very pleased with their performance on Saturday. I think, you know, Mickey will have gone away and done her homework on that. And we know how much of a threat they're going to be, especially now with Peace at the back and how well she plays that circle. And we're just going to have to look to put that pressure on early, turn ball early before it even gets to Peace. So we're excited to see, you know, what Storm can bring to the table. And I'm sure that it's going to be a really exciting game.
Debbie, the whole We Need You campaign, basically about watching a game and getting people to fall in love with not only Thunder, but a team local to them.
Absolutely. You know, we're league-wide here. We're also not just about Manchester Thunder. We're about netball in general. And, you know, whoever you support, we want you back at games. Teams need you. The players need you. You know, we just need people back in there, cheering everybody on. Of course, there's the aspect of the, you know, teams need that ticket revenue as well. And all the attached things that come with that, as I've said. So, yeah, you know, netball is a great game. It's a great spectator sport. You know, get back into it and enjoy it. Take the family, whoever, get people involved. You'll love it.
And premium membership as well. If you've got Thunder premium membership, you get a free gift for that first home game. So that's just a little added extra.
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, the free gifts that you can get, quite a few of them are worth more. In some cases, double what you've paid for your premium membership. So it's well worthwhile. So yeah, you know, we are encouraging people to come down to the game. We want to give back to fans as much as you're giving to us. And like we say, we just want you to come down, have a great experience, have a great time and go away loving it. So you book your ticket for next week as well.
I've got my nephew's premium support. He can't wait to come back. He was absolutely furious at the weekend that his nanny and granddad, Uncle Baz were in Birmingham and he wasn't. So he's excited to get back to the game and he'll have his membership there as well.
It's probably better just getting tickets online, is it? Just at manchesterthunder.co.uk/tickets.
That's the one. That's your main avenue. We also have links there. So if you want to bring a group along, if you're a netball club and you want some discounts, and not only do you get a discount on your tickets, but you don't have to pay a booking fee, there's those options as well. So, you know, it's so affordable. I mean, you look at the price of other sports out there and, you know, Premier League football, where they've got tens of thousands of fans that go to every game and they're pretty, you know, pretty expensive. You know, you can watch a game of netball for less than £10 in some cases, and it's literally nothing. You know, so there's a price point for everybody. There's something for everybody at the game. So that's it. We just encourage everyone to come along, have a great time.
And you don't see Ronaldo miss a penalty on netball neither?
Shall we not talk about United? Let's talk about a successful Manchester team.
Debbie and also Karen, thank you so much again.
You're welcome, Edgar. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for having us.
And getting the message out there. You know, it's much needed at the moment.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.